Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport/fly healthy.
7:21. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. How do you feel about declaring the Monday after the Super Bowl a national holiday?
I'm here for it, Jeff. Let's do it.
That's
buddy.
About as American as it gets right there.
Yes, sir.
We've been wanting that forever.
Yes.
Also, if your grandmother is tying a loofah to her car, there may be reason for concern there. It is Monday, the 6th of February, 2023. We're Jeff and Jen, and here is your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. The Super Bowl is less than a week away, so people are talking about this again. Should the Monday after the big game be a national holiday? The idea is everyone is tired and hungover, and millions of Americans call in sick anyway, so why not just lean into it? Studies have found it's one of the most unproductive work days of the year. In fact, some areas of the country have already taken matters into their own hands. A New Jersey school district near Philadelphia is starting class 2 hours late next Monday to let Eagles fans sleep in.
That's nice.
Yeah, I think that especially the teams that are playing in it in those cities.
Remember, we had to work, but a lot of school districts gave kids off last year.
That's true.
And a lot of businesses did. I mean, not necessarily us, but other people because of the Super Bowl and the fact that the Bengals were in the game.
Well, the superintendent sent a text to parents. Here's the quote. We feel that it's important to give students and staff the opportunity to enjoy the game with their families and still attend school and work the next day safely and well-rested. Meanwhile, two politicians in Tennessee just introduced a bill last Wednesday to make it a state holiday instead of Columbus Day. They changed course on Friday. They now want to keep Columbus Day and just add Super Bowl Monday. Let's not be taking holidays away.
Now, how many people usually watch the Super Bowl? Because I feel like I have some friends who are very much so into football and some friends who couldn't care less. And it just feels like there's a lot of people that work here that are into football.
Yeah. I feel like it's one of those situations where even if you don't care about football, the socializing of being together, whether it's at a party or talking about the commercial or whatever it is, kind of feels like 90% of people are somewhat aware or involved.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not like super into football. I never really have been. I mean, more so now that, you know, with the Bengals and Joe Burrow, but I've never missed a Super Bowl in my life.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just looked up the ratings. So like maybe like 10 years ago, it was roughly 50 million people.
And how many people live in the United States?
Last year, it was 38.5 million people.
That's really not that many.
And it was lower than that the year before.
I think we're a very loud minority.
332 million.
Yeah. See.
So what is that?
A little more than 10%.
Tenth.
Yeah, of people are actually watching the game.
Well, maybe that's the thing. They're not watching the game. They're just socializing while the game is on in the background.
I also think you have a lot more viewers per television, too, that they're correct. They may not be counting.
I think so, too.
I was looking at that wrong. It's 99 million last year. So a third quarter of the country, something
that's
like that.
Still not really very much when you think about it.
We've been talking about taking the Monday after the Super Bowl off as a national holiday for over 10 years now. In fact, someone launched a petition back in 2013 to get the White House to weigh in. Back then, President Obama had a policy to respond to any petition with at least 100,000 signatures.
No, I remember that.
But the Super Bowl one fell short. And Biden nixed the petition policy in 2021. Mm.
You're taking it off, Jeff, aren't you?
Yeah, you're going to be in France,
yep.
Jeff.
You won't be here.
Yeah, but I also think it's one of those things, too, because the Super Bowl starts at like 6 or 6:30 or something.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to dip out around 9 to 10, you can. I mean, not it doesn't normally go super, super, super late. It just feels like it does because you've been partying all day.
Well, and you're wound up and it takes a while to fall asleep after that.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to watch this year?
Of course.
And probably for the food.
Yeah.
If it's a blowout, I'll bail early. But if it's close.
Are you going to try to find it on in France, Jeff?
Probably not. If it was the Bengals, yes. But since it's not, then
and it'll be
no.
super late.
Yeah, because we're 6 hours. We'll be 6 hours
ahead
later. Yeah, you guys. This seems like one of those technologies that is just totally unnecessary, but would actually be pretty convenient if it went mainstream and was actually affordable. Scientists from Penn State University have created a smart diaper with a built-in sensor that's supposed to send parents a push notification on their phone when their child's diaper needs to be changed. And not only that, but it can provide levels of dirtiness, maybe like, oh, there's just a little tinkle. Holy hell, you're going to need gloves for this one.
Yeah.
I think you as a parent, I mean, I'm not hating totally on this idea, but I feel like you know.
It's harder to tell when they're just a little bit wet.
Well,
that's the one
they changed
situation.
That. So we're a Pampers family, or we used to be, and they have a line on the front now that's blue. It
and you can tell color. The degree.
And you can see, like, if it's really saturated, you can see feel that it's dark. But even if it's just a little bit, it's just like that little part of the line will be blue or green or whatever it is.
Well, the smart diapers are made of paper and include sodium chloride, which is salt. Also graphite, a circuit board, and a tiny lithium battery. Once it gets wet, the graphite reacts with the liquid and sodium chloride, and as it's absorbed by the paper, electrons set off a sensor.
I don't like it.
The diapers are still in the development stage, so it's unclear when they'd be available, and more importantly, how much they would cost. So for
I don't think I want a lithium battery up close to my kid's groin.
Like, don't those things just spontaneously explode sometimes? No, that's a no. Something's going
to
happen there.
Okay.
Don't like it.
Well, then you check.
I won't be using that.
Okay. Not that we'll need it. But
if they come up with an adult version that depends for the elderly, I won't be wearing that.
Let's talk about giving someone the finger. Giving someone the finger is more offensive here in the U.S. than it is in Italy. And I'm guessing they don't do it all that much in Vatican City either. But late last week, the Pope's official Twitter account posted and deleted a tweet praising the middle finger. It was all very innocent, though. He wasn't really telling Catholics to flip each other off more. It started with a speech he gave in the Congo last Thursday where he talked about how the five digits on your hand represent five essential things in life. For example, your thumb represents prayer. Your pinky means service. Whoever runs his Twitter account summarized each one online, but eventually yanked the post down after people had fun with the one about your middle finger. The middle finger one represents honesty because it's higher than your other fingers. So in the comments, people were promising to flip people off more.
Yes, I'm being honest that you're a big fat jerk.
That's right. Not the intended message. But the best response came from someone in New York who said, quote, I am doing the Lord's work driving on the Belt Parkway this morning.
Well, they probably have a different something in Italy, don't they? Because it seems like a lot of countries,
there's different,
you know, there's
gestures.
Different gestures that right. mean different things. Like there are some things I can remember us doing a story about. If you ever go to this country, don't do this with your hand.
Oh, you mean thumbs up?
Yeah, like a thumbs up or a, yeah.
Or bite your thumb.
Or there's
Isn't
like a,
one of them?
I don't
Maybe
know.
Like that.
There's stuff.
Yeah.
Peace sign. Isn't there something with turned around peace sign means something else?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We need a book.
I know, right?
I know. Coming up, 90s consumer reporter John Matarese is going to check in with us live in our studio. What you need to know about Netflix cracking down on password sharing so you don't waste your money. First, check the roads once again. We got Denise Johnson standing by here with your latest Q102 traffic.
I like Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Music, man. That's why I like to go to the airport early, you know? They always play great music. They always have unbelievable sound systems. You get there early, you take advantage of that. You just jam to the best music known to man. Occasionally there's an announcement, but other than that, you're just getting into the music, you know? Yesterday, all my... Would the gentleman who left a briefcase at the security area of Concourse C please return to claim your briefcase? And it seems like all unattended vehicles will be towed away at the owner's expense. Oh, I believe there's been a gate change for flight 207. It'll now be departing out of gate 19. Yesterday. I love that song. Takes my mind off traveling.
It was Brian Regan. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102, 734 coming up. First play of Secret Sound of the Week. $3,000 on the line, and we'll have a brand new clue in case you happen to have missed it on our Facebook Live video this morning. We'll reveal that at 7:40. But to Fritch's point, when we at the top of the show, and check those guesses, check those thermometers.
Yes, we had it on fire.
Fire.
On fire on Friday.
Every time I hear the word fire, I think of Jeff doing Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
Fire.
That's what I hear in my head.
And then we went back down to hot. So something is in there, kids. I don't know what it is.
All right.
So people started drifting away from it. So make sure you check those because that's really helpful when you add that with the clues. Mm-hmm. We're getting there, kids. We're getting there. In the meantime, we got 9 News Consumer Reporter John Matarese checking in with us so you don't waste your money. Hey, John.
Good morning, Jeff and Jen and Fritch and Tim. And, oh, boy, Netflix and chill is about to become more difficult.
Ah, jeez.
More difficult.
Oh, boy.
And because the rumors apparently are true. I mean, we've been hearing about this for, what, a couple of years that Netflix was going to crack down on password sharing. They're saying, yeah, it's going to happen starting in March. They're going to crack down on because, you know, so many people have a password and, you know, they've got their whole family using it. They've got friends using it, their ex-girlfriend using it. I mean, everybody's on the same Netflix password. They haven't been doing that well financially. Last year was a terrible year for their stock, went horribly down. Mm. So they're saying, we're going to crack down. Y'all have to have your own passwords. And it's looking more and more like they're serious about it, that they're going to assign a password to an account to a home. In other words, it's based on your internet router. So it's assigned to that internet router, which means your sister-in-law can't use it in her house because she's on different Wi-Fi.
If my mom has it in Independence, I cannot use hers and Ross anymore.
The way that they're saying it right now, and I think there's going to be so much outrage, they're going to have to scale back on this. The way they're saying it, no, you can't share it with your mom because she doesn't live in the same house.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, when you create the different profiles within Netflix, I can create one for me or one for the kids or whatever.
Can we use that?
Does that still count?
They were saying it's going to have to be in the same household.
Household is the word.
That's such a load of crap.
Because I'm just thinking, like, you know, if we get out of Florida and stay with her parents, I got my iPad and I want to watch Netflix, how's that going to work?
Well, they'll give you a vacation pass.
Oh.
They're actually going to
give. What a crap.
This sounds so dumb.
This is what they're saying. I mean, I think they're going to have to scale it back, but they're saying they would give
vacation
out
pass?
A vacation pass so that when you go to Florida for a week, you can log on. You have to, like,
let
go into your account and say, I'm going on vacation and I need to use it somewhere else. Yeah,
this is ridiculous.
Apparently, it may be that strict. strict. But that just sounds terrible because people are already saying, wait a minute, I got a son in college. You know, I got a daughter in college. She's, you know, she's up at, you know, Ohio State. And she uses the password because we're one family. Right. How do you say she can't use the password at Ohio State?
Even though she technically lives at my house.
Even though, right, for tax purposes and everything else, she lives at my house. So I don't know. I think they're going to have to back off this because it sounds very, very strange. The whole idea of a vacation pass, it's like, come on, how about the way Disney does it, Disney Plus, it's like you have a certain number of people who can use it.
That's what I was going to say. It's the same thing like YouTube TV. So if you subscribe to YouTube TV, like we have our parents' password or whatever, and it'll kick us off if you're the third user or whatever.
Right.
I can understand
three people can be on running it at once.
Right. But no more than three.
Yeah. So
That makes sense.
So this sounds much too strict. So I think there's going to be a lot of blowback to this, and we'll see if it really takes place.
I heard a rumor that they mysteriously took down their password rules and regs or something from the website within the past 24 hours. I haven't looked into it, and I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, because people are just, you know,
I don't know if that means they're rethinking it.
I think they're rethinking it. I think as it gets out, people are saying, what? And I think they're rethinking it.
I mean, the God's honest truth, you know, no offense, but that's the streaming service I probably watch the least. I can't remember the last time logged on to it. Yeah, I mean,
that's the number one for us.
Is it?
They got good kids stuff on there.
Okay.
Like, and then all of the reality shows that I like to watch, like Love is Blind, The Ultimatum, those are all on Netflix,
I don't watch
too.
Any of those.
See, I just watched a movie on Netflix over the weekend, the new Jonah Hill, Eddie Murphy.
Oh, yeah. Something About Us or The Only Ones.
One of Us
like
or
that.
Something.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Actually, its viewership spikes every time there's a new season of Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
And then after Stranger Things, it drops dramatically.
Yeah, that's funny.
Exactly.
Yeah, because that's where Ozark and everything was for us.
Right.
Yeah.
Some super hot shows. We'll see what happens so you don't waste your money.
All right, buddy. What are you working on for tonight?
Oh, we got a warning about counterfeit Super Bowl and March Madness merchandise. What to look for if you're buying a shirt so you're not disappointed. Coming up.
I'm kind of excited about March Madness in that it just feels like it's the soundtrack of spring.
We're ready for spring.
We're ready for March Madness. That and St. Patrick's Day. And fish fries, man.
Can't
wait. All right, buddy. Take it easy. It is 7:40 with Jeff and Jen at Cincinnati's Q102.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.